Pardon me, everyone. This is the operator. Just need to inform you that today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect your line at this time, and you may begin.
Thank you very much, Laurie. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Policy and Implementation Definition Subteam meeting on January the 6th, 2014. On the call today, we have Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Amir Al-Sadir, Michael Graham, and Wolf Ulrich-Knerben. From staff, we have Marika Koenigs, Mary Wong, and myself, Natalie Peregrine. And we received no apology for today's call. I'd like to remind everyone to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and over to you.
Great. This is Michael Graham for the recording, and just to pick up where we left off, when we spoke back on December 22nd, 23rd, we had gone through definitions and made a few final comments and changes to the draft document that we had prepared with the hope that today we would be able to go back over any further comments, either proposed changes, questions, criticism, and such, and finalize this. And I think if we could, Marika, you could help out, if we could go through any changes that were made, and just to summarize them, the only ones that I'm aware of, other than language that's included in the draft document, well, one bit that was included in that was a response to the requests for possible definitions that were brought up during the Buenos Aires meeting, and except for one of those terms that we were given, I believe all of them are responded to as being beyond the scope of this group. And then we received yesterday, today, further comments on the definition of GNSO policy guidance from AMR, which I think we need to go over. But I think rather through this in order, which we've already done, if we could maybe turn to, it's under numbered square three, where we have policy advice, and then the second definition there is GNSO policy guidance. And perhaps ask Amr if you would just go ahead and summarize the comments that you had included in considering whether or not to amend the definition that we had come up with there.
Sure. Thanks, Michael. This is Amr. Would you like me to read out the text that I suggested and then maybe comment on the amendments that you proposed?
Yeah, if you could include that, that would probably be a great way to combine both of those. Thank you.
All right, sure. Well, what I suggested was, as a definition for policy guidance, a process for developing GTLD policy other than consensus policy, quote-unquote, instead of a GNSO policy development process. The process by which policy is developed using GNSO policy guidance, as well as the criteria determining when it would be appropriate to do so, will be deliberated by the Policy Implementation Working Group and included as part of the Working Group's recommendations in its final report to the GNSO Council. That was the text that I had suggested. And it's in the chat here. The text that Michael suggested as an alternative definition to that was, as posited in the Policy Implementation Working Group Charter, GNSO policy guidance would consist of input or advice provided by the GNSO on policy-related issues in response to a specific GNSO-generated proposal or a request from the board or other non-GNSO ICANN entity or working group where no policy development process, PDP, has been requested, defined, required, or deemed necessary, and where consensus policy is not required. The nature, scope, and effect of such guidance is undefined and to be considered by the Policy Implementation Working Group and proposed as part of its recommendation in its final report to the GNSO Council. To be honest, I'm a bit more comfortable with the text that I suggested for a couple of reasons. There is one part I did not completely understand. Um, sorry. Is the text in the display on chat here, is that the same as the text that was provided by email, Michael? Or is it different?
It should be the same. Marika had put it in there. I don't know if you amended it, Marika.
This is Marika. I just copied and pasted.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, the thing is, there's one part that I'm not very comfortable with, which is specifying under what circumstances policy guidance should be would be needed, which is when specifying whether it comes from the board or other, or a request from in response to a specific GNSO generated proposal or a request from the board or other non-GNSO ICANN entity or working group. That's one part, because, well, it seems to me that this is a discussion that's going to take place amongst the working group, and to include it in the definition at this point is kind of jumping the gun and making a sort of preemptive decision on who will, where, how policy guidance will be initiated. The working group might very well decide that it is from the board and from any other part of the community, or it might decide that this is something to be used under certain criteria when requested, for example, only by the board or only by other parts of the community. But I don't mean to bring up a substantive discussion on this at this point, but I just feel that this is something that needs to be discussed amongst the working group before we include it, and it should not be included in the definition at this point. And similarly, when you go on with the rest of the sentence, where it says where no policy development process PDP has been requested, defined, required, or deemed necessary. Again, these are circumstances I feel the working group, the full working group, should actually come to this conclusion and decide that, okay, these are the circumstances under which policy guidance would be a better route to take, or an alternative to a formal PDP, and in these circumstances, policy guidance should be sought after, and not, of course, excluding consensus policy, which is part of the charter language. So I just feel that it's a bit too specific, and the text that I provided was more in sync with the charter question. And just to sort of leave it open at this point, because this is something that needs to be deliberated further by the full working group. Thanks.
This is Michael Ammer. I think you've got a good point there, and I think if we could revise it. The one thing, in going back to your proposal, the one thing that I was trying to address, and I think I agree with you that it's over-defined, whereas the importance of this is to give enough of a definition that it can be discussed, and, as you say, the guidelines for it and the procedures can be established or discussed by the working group. The one thing that I would say when I was going through your good proposal was that it was phrased, the process for developing GTLD policy other than consensus policy, instead of a GNSO policy development process, and I guess my understanding is the consensus policy is what drives the determination that there must be a PDP, a policy development process, put into place. So I guess it's just rephrasing that a little bit so that it's clear. This is a non-PDP process, which in situations other than those in which a consensus policy or PDP is necessary might be put into place. I'm not sure how we rephrase that. I'm not sure if I got my concern across clearly.
Oh, this is Marika. Yeah, this is Marika, because I think where the difference comes from is, and what I felt was missing in Amr's definition, which I think did come back in the one that Michael provided, is that I think in practice, most of the instances where we've seen the GNSO in need of a different process than the PDP is, for example, on requests from input from the ICANN board. And I think, if I understand Amr correctly, I think where you feel the definition that Michael has provided doesn't cover or doesn't provide enough specificity or seems to suggest that it would actually be the board asking for the GNSO to use the policy advice, where I think what we're actually, or I think, and Michael, you can correct me if I'm wrong, and I think what the working group will be tasked with is actually to define the process that the GNSO council or the GNSO may decide to use if they deem appropriate. So a way, if that is indeed the concern, and I think that the mismatch between the two current definitions we're looking at, a way of addressing this may be by adding, for example, in Michael's version, as posited in the Policy Implementation Working Group Charter, the GNSO policy guidance would consist of input or advice provided by the GNSO on policy-related issues that the GNSO may decide to use in response to specific GNSO-generated proposals or related to a request received from the board or other GNSO ICANN entity or working group where no policy development process has been requested, defined, required, or deemed necessary. I don't know if that maybe clarifies the fact that it's really up to the GNSO to decide whether or not to use that process or whether they deem that the PDP is the most appropriate way to provide input. I don't know if I understood you correctly, Amr, in stating your concern, because I think I heard that you were concerned about the fact that it seems that the board or working group could basically ask the GNSO saying, you need to give us policy advice and not do a PDP. Well, I think what we're trying to say is that this is basically merely an option that will be provided to the GNSO, and it's up, you know, it's within their remit to decide which process they deem more appropriate to respond to any request that is received, either related to specific GTLD policy. But I think there may be instances as well where the board actually asks the broader community for input on certain issues where currently the GNSO doesn't have a mechanism at its available to provide a response. And I'm thinking of more broader issues such as, you know, strategic plan or the budget, for example. Currently, the GNSO could write a letter, for example, but there's no formal process by which a GNSO position could be developed. So I think that's, and I'm wondering if that could maybe be a bridge between the concerns expressed and taking into account what's currently on the table.
Oh, yeah. Amr, you had your hand up then.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Thanks, Marika. This is Amr. My concern is not really with whether this would be a response to something coming from the board or from somewhere else. I can definitely see where policy guidance in a number of situations could be something that will be effective and an efficient way for the GNSO to answer questions. But my concern here is just that as a definition subteam, we are making some assumptions that we shouldn't be making. And that these decisions and this specific language is something that the full working group will have to determine itself. And we should not include that in the initial working definition that we are trying to provide the rest of the working group. So in the text that Michael suggested, he pretty much left it open to whether it would be the board or any other part of the ICANN community, because he doesn't really exclude anyone in the language he's suggesting. But my concern is that the working group itself might decide to exclude a certain part of the community from requesting policy guidance from the GNSO. So it's not really a matter of whether I agree or disagree that that policy guidance could be requested from a working group or from the ICANN board. It's just that we're not supposed to be making that decision in the definition that we're providing right now. And Michael also asked me a question on consensus policy earlier, and please, Marika or Mary, please, or anyone, just correct me if I'm wrong. But my understanding of consensus policy, which is between quotation marks, and by the way, I took this language from the working group charter, so I didn't really come up with it myself. But my understanding of the term consensus policy is a policy that requires a certain level of consensus in the GNSO Council to make amendments to contracts with registries and registrars, for example. So that's why I assume it's been excluded from the need to a scenario where GNSO guidance would be necessary, because in order to have consensus policy, we do need a formal PDP. Michael, does that answer your question at all?
And I think it's just a matter of wording. Now I'm looking back at your definition and making a few marks here that maybe I can come back to and propose. But meanwhile, Cheryl, you put your hand back down.
I did, but thank you for coming back to me. I will say what I wanted to say. Thanks, Cheryl, for the record. I hear and understand, certainly, and it's very clear what you're both saying and the slightly different directions you're taking. And I do think Marika raised some really important points, and I'd like to suggest that some of the inserted language she made to Michael's draft text is actually very important to capture. That said, however, I hear and understand and indeed agree that we can't be too presumptuous here, I think what we're doing with this text, however, is allowing not just for a working definition, which we do need and it's our mandate to create, or at least capture, short more to the point, but also we have an opportunity to propose some draft text, sorry about my beasts, that can be the instrument to get discussion from the whole working group started. So what I was looking forward to doing was perhaps somehow doing both things, having the as-she-is-writ type text that you've proposed, Arma, as our working definition, but for the work group, but also present the work group with, I think, the broader context stuff, which will give them something to chew on. Otherwise, I think we'll lose valuable time in discussion with the committee as a whole by not having some worthy text to start editing. Thanks.
Yeah, this is Michael, I take it from what you're saying, Cheryl, is that leaving in perhaps some of those possibilities that might be applied to, further clarify what exactly this, I want to say consensus policy, because I've got that on my mind, the GNSO policy guidance, when that would be appropriate and where, are actually factors that need to be determined by the work group. And by raising that as part of the definition, we're pointing out that the definition that we're given is, one, limited, and two, that in order to use this term going forward, the work group is going to have to make those, define those limits when it's...
Yeah, Cheryl, here, I'd be annotating your text modified by Marika's language with a recommendation or to be further defined by the working group as a whole.
Yeah, and going back to your comment, Amr, if that were made clear, would you be more comfortable with some of those specifics that I had included, which I do agree with you. I don't want that to be the definition, but at least to point out that those are portions of the definition that will need to be arrived at in the context of a larger work group. I mean, is that more comfortable?
This summer, yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that would be great. I would just hate it if at some point the topic did come up and then someone says, "Well, the definition subteam already did the work on this and they determined, whatever it is we're determining right now, and so we don't need to redefine that in any way. So I think as long as our language is clear and that this is something that the working group still needs to deliberate on as it's one of the charter questions, then yeah, sure, it would be great.
Right, and this is Michael again for the record. I think something, you know, in going with, you know, a sort of combination of yours and mine, and it's difficult to do on the screen right now, at least for me, whereby what we're doing is we're pointing out that GNSO policy guidance is a process for developing some types of GTLD policy other than those which require a PDP. A policy development process. And that seems to me to be sort of the short definition, and then going further from that, pointing out these other variables that need to be determined to understand exactly what this GNSO policy guidance would consist of. And I really appreciated, Amr, the fact that you were bringing that back from the charter so that that would be something that needs to be looked at. And although we've been asked to look at it, it was done so in a way that we didn't have the definition going forward. So, Marika, is that still hand or new hand?
This is Marika. It's a new hand. This is Marika. First of all, I think responding to Amar's question on consensus policy. So basically, consensus policy relate to any if those issues that are defined within the contracts on which consensus policies can be developed, and provided they follow the process, then it would become enforceable and part of the contract. But it doesn't mean that if, you know, some of those issues, if the council deems that it may not be appropriate or timely or effective or efficient to do a consensus policy, it doesn't mean that there couldn't be another way to make certain recommendations through, for example, a policy guidance process. But they then would take a different kind of form, such as, you know, best practices or suggestions or other ways in which, you know, they could still be implementable but not necessarily enforceable as, you know, contractual language. In addition, maybe one additional suggestion to the language as suggested by Michael, but to address Amr's concern, could maybe be changing in the first sentence, the would to could. They say could consist of input or advice, basically making it more clear, as I also posted in the chat, that this is really, you know, these are working definitions, and I think for all of these, the idea is that at the end of the process, the working group will come back to all of these and say, okay, so now we've come up with our recommendations for the different charter questions. Does that still align with the working definitions we started out with, or do we need to make changes and modify these to make sure that our definitions align with the recommendations we're making? So, you know, maybe the changing the would to could already be a further hint to that. I think in addition to, I probably need to look back at the intro, but maybe it's something we need to further emphasize in the introduction as well, or as we submit this to the working group, to really make clear that these are really working definitions and people shouldn't feel confined by these if, you know, they believe that, you know, there are broader issues that need to be considered, or indeed that they're just too narrow for what we're trying to do. So that was it.
Okay, I note that Amr and Cheryl both have noted their agreement with what you were proposing. Let me just put this out there. What I would suggest is that we have a general, very broad definition of GNSO policy guidance, so that that's clear, and that be brought in from the charter, and maybe as simple as what I was suggesting before, GNSO policy guidance refers to, what was the language here? Refers to a process for developing GTLD policy other than the GNSO policy development process required for consensus policy, I guess that's quote and end quote, determination, period, and then pointing out GNSO policy guidance could and going on with the language that Mariko was just proposing, that this is sort of an example and some broad areas in which the real work group will need to make the determination going forward. And then the last part of what I had proposed, I guess, could be out, could be left out, which is redundant to where a consensus policy is not required, unless you want to include that for clarification.
And Michael, this is Amar. I think that term, that part where consensus policy is not required is, yeah, it is important to be included.
Because
it should be clear in this definition that consensus policy does not fall within the scope of the definition of GNSO policy guidance.
Okay. Yeah, I think we should include that. Marika, do you think you have enough to sort of cobble that together?
Yeah, this is Marika. I think I took down what you said and the suggestions and as well, in addition to the edits there, so I can incorporate that and send it out for the sub-team's review.
Okay. Yeah, that would be great. And I don't know if you're all who are attending now intend to be on the work group call on Wednesday, but in discussing what we would be doing, if during that call we could just confirm, or ahead of that call, confirm our agreement to those revisions that Marika sends us, take a look at it, respond by email, and if we could have that final draft to submit Wednesday morning, what's going to happen then is we're not planning on discussing the definitions in the work group as a whole, because we want to make sure that everyone both attending the phone call and also those who are not attending the phone call but are in the committee will have a good chance to review all the definitions that we've proposed going forward before we discuss that. So it actually won't be discussed until the following work group meeting, which is, what, on the 29th, I believe? 22nd. But if you could send that out, Marika, so we could all take a look at that revision. Now, the other thing that I wanted to touch on, because it is something that you had included for us, and that's at the bottom, what is that, page 5, at the bottom of page 5, which is a reference to the terms that were brought up in the work group discussion in Buenos Aires. And those were public policy, public interest, staff, picket fence, and implementation review team. And the one change I would make in that would be to remove implementation review team, because we do define that in 9. I don't know if you want to note the first 4 and to have the statement, and then after that to list implementation review team, that we did review that as part of the definition of GNSO implementation review team and have included that definition in the document.
This is Marika.
Go ahead.
Yes, so this is Marika. I think the main reason why it is listed there as, the first sentence basically said these were the terms that were suggested in Buenos Aires, and I think then it goes on to specify that, apart from the last term, the other ones were considered out of scope. It's more, I think it was more added as a kind of record keeping, because, initially that term wasn't on the list as it was given by the working group. So it was hence more kind of, to add it here in the list to make clear where that term came from. but I'm perfectly fine either way in leaving it in or taking it out.
Okay, yeah. I'm finally being able to read red ink here, apart from the last term, implementation review team. Maybe you should say, apart from the last term, implementation review team, which is defined above. None of these are considered germane. And I see Amr's comment, and yeah, I think we ought to specify, rather than just implementation review team, it should say GNSO, implementation review team, unless we will say implementation review team defined as GNSO, implementation review team above. Yeah, I see Cheryl and Amr agreeing, so with that little change, I think we're fine. Now, the only other two terms that I was able to make out in going through the discussions that the principals work group had, although there were other terms that they were trying to pass our way for definition, the two that seemed to be ones that were being passed to us to consider for possible definition was a multi-stakeholder model and policy-neutral implementation. Neither of which seems to me to be especially easy to define, although I did trace back multi-stakeholder back to very early WSIS discussion of internet governance in general, where it was put forward that that would be an appropriate new form of governance coming out of the way the internet had early been governed when it was total anarchy and RFP driven. I was not able to find a specific definition of multi-stakeholder model, though, which I think would be really useful if we could come up with one just in terms of the discussion they were having. In the principles. Then as to policy neutral implementation, the discussion within the principles group that led to that request, as I recall and reread it, it was trying to come up with a term that would mean implementation that would have no policy ramifications versus the suggested idea that was out there that there was some sort of implementation that would have policy implementations that would be improper. It would be improper implementation as they were understanding it, since implementation would be outside of the policy development process. I am somewhat of a mind that policy-neutral implementation needn't be defined where we've defined implementation in the way that we have. I don't know if anyone else has any thoughts on that particular term, if it's something that we should define for them or to consider that to be a concept that's better addressed by the principals group. And Amr, was there an example provided for policy neutral implementation you wrote in the chat? I don't recall that there was. And the objection to using that term, which initially I thought was fine, was that it suggests that there is type of implementation that would be appropriate that would impact policy. Marika, you have your hand up?
Yeah, this is Marika. I think basically I agree with what you're suggesting, that I think it was basically came up as a kind of concept for them to consider. And if we look, I think, at the list of definitions we've worked at, those are really existing concepts that are either defined either in the bylaws or the PDP manual, where we've been able to derive those concepts from. But I think by starting to define possible concepts, we may actually start getting into the actual, you know, working group tasks. So it may be more appropriate in this case. I think the other sub-team was quite keen for this group to provide a definition, to maybe have them elaborate on that or provide it as a possible avenue to explore, and then have that more as a broader working group to explore if that should be indeed a concept or a recommendation that needs to be included.
Yeah, this is Michael for the record. I would agree with that. I don't think we're punting on that. I think we can point them to the definition of implementation, and if they needed more with establishing their basic principles, that's something that probably is better for them to do. And Amar and Cheryl, I think, have marked that they agree with that, and if we could include that in the last statement, again, in response to their request that we consider possible definition of this in that footnote. And I will go back, though, to multi-stakeholder. I looked and I was unable to find in ICANN materials a pat definition of what that would be. And most materials I've seen, in fact, apply it as a concept in that very general sort of definition of, I think I tried to get that through there, where actors from civil society, business, and government institutions come together in order to form a common solution to a problem that affects all of them. That was the closest I could find to a definition. Amar, did you want to say something on that note or on the policy neutral note?
Thanks, Michael. This is Amar. Yeah, it was on the multi-stakeholder definition. I'm just curious why. I guess I should go back and check the transcripts of the other sub-team, but I'm just wondering what prompted a request for a definition for multi-stakeholder. It somehow, I don't know, just somehow seems unnecessary some to the work that we're doing here, because we're working on recommendations on policy implementation under the assumption that the multi-stakeholder model already exists the way it does within ICANN, and I guess we could work up the definition for multi-stakeholder. And we could take a few good things from the text provided here. Might want to add users, I guess, and make a differentiation or clarify what consensus is as opposed to other decision-making mechanisms. But I'm still a bit unclear on why we need to define multi-stakeholder at this point. Thanks.
Right. Marika, I don't know if you wanted to answer that question. My quick answer would be, one of the early principles that's under discussion is that policy and implementation at all points should comport with the multi-stakeholder model. And the question then arose, well, how do we ensure that they are conforming to that model? What is the model? And that was when the definition was punted towards us. Marika?
Yeah, this is Marika, and that's correct. Exactly what Michael said. I think there was a discussion or a proposal that one of the principles should be that, you know, policymaking as well as implementation-related work are based in ICANN multi-stakeholder model, and the question was, what does that actually mean? But again, I think if this is a principle, I think it's probably for the principal working group to define what they mean with multi-stakeholder model in this context, instead of punting it probably to this sub-team, which is really looking at working definitions for some of the concepts the overall working group will be dealing with. So I think the other sub-team already made an attempt at trying to define what, in, from their perspective, multi-stakeholder means. But I think they were trying to say, well, maybe this is something this sub-team could look at as well. But I think following from the discussions, there seems to be an agreement that it may not be appropriate, because I think as well, you know, to Amr's concerns before, if we're trying to define these kinds of definitions as multi-stakeholder as well as the policy neutral, we actually may be doing the work for the working group and are putting too much in there, because those are actually concepts that don't exist within the current documents or references that we've used for some of the other other definitions. Where I think these are some of the concepts that are probably for the working group to define. If you're talking about, you know, implementation needs to be multi-stakeholder, you know, one of the main tasks of the working group will be to define what that means, what does it entail, what kind of processes are associated with that. So I think that's we're a bit in a conundrum that, of course, it would be very easy if this group could provide those definitions, but I think at the same time we run the risk of actually doing the work of the working group in that case.
But I did, Michael, for the record, I think you're right on there, and I think my impression and sort of the aid that we can give to that other sub-team is that they were becoming caught in the same sort of debate over meanings in their discussions that led to the creation of the definition sub-team. So if we could, you know, without, as Amr points out, there's no reason to reinvent the wheel, but I think maybe we need to have a snapshot of the wheel to give back, because in the discussions then they can rely on that snapshot and determine from that if they need to clarify it further and how they can use that in their discussions as they go on. So, Amr, I would be very happy if you could take that language that I jotted out there, which is, I'm trying to locate the exact source. It's actually from a summary of a journal article, and I just grabbed that language because it seemed to be the closest to a very simple, straightforward definition. And if you could perhaps mold that to include the terms we need in the ICANN context, as you were pointing out, users and such. And I don't think it would be, incorrect if we also referred to, you know, through the use of ASs, OCs, other constituencies, as well as at large, in the ICANN context, to make sure that we've covered that and be able to put it into a quick definition that we can then give back to them. And say, this is what we understand it to be. If you want to discuss more, that would be some part of your determination of the principles, I think.
This is Amr. Sure, I don't mind. I'll also rely on some of the more experienced members of this sub-team to help me when I have an initial draft. Thanks.
Cheryl here. Sorry, I didn't put my hand up. I think if we can make that contribution that you were suggesting, Michael, it's going to be very useful, because you do need to allow for the fact that whilst ICANN has a multi-stakeholder model that is often held up as a prime example of multi-stakeholderism, it is in fact different to other models of what is also called multi-stakeholder. And so it is important to have that clarity available for use within this working group. And the other thing, of course, is the multi-stakeholder model. One could argue in a GNSO context, not need to go beyond GNSO, and they are all their own varieties of stakeholders, and yet one could equally argue that that is in many cases not the case, and that it does in fact need to go wider to the ICANN community. And so that's where having that defined is going to be pretty important. Thanks.
Yeah, Michael here. Cheryl, I think you really hit the nail on the head there with it. I think it will be important for them. And as you were saying that, I'm realizing as well, one of our challenges, of course, in working on the entire working group is to get input and participation from the various stakeholders. And stakeholder groups, I think, as we all know, tend to get involved when you touch on one of their sensitive spots. And as you point out, there's a definition of multi-stakeholder process that is different, I'm certain, within the GAC, as it is within certain NGO groups, as it is within ICANN. So in bringing this up for the principals group to discuss and then to distribute widely to those stakeholders we want to get involved, I think there's a high likelihood that we will get them to begin participating in the conversation now rather than when the final report is in and people want to review that. Hopefully, I'm looking at Hummer's comment. Hopefully, it won't be a essay at this point. I think if we can give a definition and then pass that on for the essay, I'm mindful of one of my favorite definitions of anything, which is oats, which is a grain. And I'm paraphrasing this badly, but it's a grain that's suitable for eating by horses and Scotsmen. And that was about it. Eat a Scotsman, I will say that, and not say
sorry.
Yeah, that part could be found in Samuel Johnson. So I think that would be good. And Amr, if you would be able to send out something, tomorrow at some point, and also Marika, the draft, if you could send that out of the revisions to GNSO policy guidance, and if we could all take a look at that and get back to Marika before Wednesday's meeting, that would be great. Now, before we close off, we have a couple minutes, and I just wanted to raise, if anyone had, in retrospect, had any comments on any of the other definitions that you wanted to bring up? And hearing silence, I will take that to be approval of what we've drafted. I think the expectation will be that once this is presented to the work group as a whole, there will be some discussion of that, and I certainly hope that that all of you, will participate in those discussions, both in a clarification of what we were trying to get across and in trying to help the work group reach some resolution of their understanding. And I think putting all of these together, it is much more difficult to have a simple, straightforward definition than it is to discuss these concepts. But now that we've come up with some definitions I think are very useful and very good, we'll be able to have that larger conversation. And I really thank you all for participating and helping with this. Amr, your hand was up.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. This is Amr. I was just going to note that it might be a good idea to just maybe on the email list just ask the rest of the sub-team if everyone's okay with this so far, because we did go through quite a few of them during our last call, which had low attendance. So I think it would be a good idea if folks who weren't on the last call could just hint that they're okay with what we've come up with so far, or if there are any comments. Well, whether they just agree or disagree would be helpful. Thanks.
Yeah, I think that would be excellent, Amr. And perhaps let me suggest this so we can get it all in one place. When you have drafted your draft on multi-stakeholder, if you could send that to Marika, and Marika, if we could perhaps send out together the two new proposed definitions and then the revised sheet of all the definitions and the references to the Buenos Aires and 0B definitions are terms that they ask us to define, and send that out as a single document with a request for members of the sub-team to provide any input before the Wednesday work group meeting. I think that would be best. That way everyone will get in a single document instead of piecemeal.
Sure.
That'd be good.
Okay, terrific. Well, you all may not know, but I am living through a day of minus 15 degree temperature. I'm about to go and light the fireplace. Yes, it's very delightful here. Anyway, I hope you all are having a tremendous new year, and I thank you all for the work that you've put in and comments that you've made, and look forward to talking with you all again on Wednesday in the work group and in emails going over this list. Thank you very much, and I think this ends our meeting for today.
Thanks, Michael. Bye, everybody.
Thanks. Happy New Year.